Pridemore says he fears the commission will overlook the underlying family issues driving the black incarceration rate and end up recommending throwing more money at the symptoms. Pridemore blames the welfare system for creating the problem.
The welfare system has created dependency on government, has encouraged people not to marry, and encouraged young people to have babies. And that's really what's happening in Milwaukee. We're reeling the effects of that right now.
But commission member, Democratic Representative Tamara Grigsby of Milwaukee, says Pridemore is ignoring the fact that the criminal justice system is contributing to the problem by locking up large numbers of the state's black male population.
I too want to know, you know, what we can do to get more fathers in the homes and get more male role models. But first we have to address why we're putting so many of them in prison. I feel very good that we're going to get some solid recommendations out of this that can lead to policy change.
The commission is charged with looking for ways to change sentencing and probation procedures that discriminate against African Americans. But another member of the commission, UW sociologist Pamela Oliver, says the commission can't ignore social issues like the documented racial discrimination in jobs and housing that exist in Milwaukee. She says those also contribute to the rising number of black men going to prison. Pridemore will be speaking to the commission when it holds its first working meeting in late May. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.